An all-day town hall-style meeting at Portland State University today gathers more than 100 experts who are concerned about climate change to discuss what the Northwest states are doing about it. Their framework is the new National Climate Assessment, a summary of what's happening with weather patterns and how they're affecting people and wildlife. Patty Glick with the National Wildlife Federation is a co-author of the Northwest section of the report. She says the predictions of 20 years ago have become realities.
I think even the scientific community is surprised at how much change we're actually already seeing today. And because we're facing change already, we need to prepare for some of those changes. So I look at it as preparing for the best case scenarios.
For the Northwest, the National Climate Assessment mentions changing patterns of snowmelt and stream flows, more wildfires and diseases in forests, coastal erosion, and increasing ocean acidity. Jana Gastelum of the Oregon Environmental Council says transportation is a major contributor to climate change in the state. An Oregon Clean Fuels Program was enacted in 2009 to reduce carbon emissions and reward the use of cleaner fuels. Gastelum says it can also be an economic boost.
We want cleaner air, we want less carbon, and since we don't produce or refine any oil in the state, we want more local economic development opportunities because we can produce many of those fuels right here in our state.
She says the current concern is that the Clean Fuels Program could sunset in 2015 before it has a chance to do much good. A bill now in the legislature would remove the sunset provision. The National Climate Assessment comes out every 4 years, and this one is still in draft form. Glick says the goal of this town hall and others across the country is to get input to make the final report useful to cities and states.
It's really, I think, a pivotal time that this assessment is coming out, and I think it's going to really help connect the dots for people at this town hall who probably are already seeing changes in their backyards.
Glick says some of the warnings in the report are scary, but she sees them as opportunities to slow the trends by reducing pollution. I'm Chris Thomas, Oregon News Service.